join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens Good Day.
Have a good day.
Now 7 after the hour, another hour of the Doug Good Day program. It's Tuesday the 19th of February, and we are on the air. When I say we, I mean Rich McFadden, who's going to help me with Andrea Metcalf later on in the hour. She's our fitness guru, and she's going to help you become more confident in your exercise routine and how it affects you. Roberta Fasanelli here also, and we're going to meet a fellow who's following the career of Alec Baldwin. And Alec has done something that a lot of us would probably like to do, or we have sympathy with. He called a photographer a crackhead and a drug dealer. I'm not sure that we all want to do that. But he has said recently, I want to choke you to death, when referring to a paparazzi. And I think a lot of people would like to do that.
Alec is kind of that guy where he's a train wreck, yet you agree with some of the stuff that he says when he's a train wreck.
Exactly. Yeah. Our video of the day today at DougSteffen.com, very interesting. It shows how toilet paper is made. Those of you who are recyclers.
I love the how it's made stuff.
This is great stuff for all. This is great for children who want to. How is this done? How is this made? So if you would like to teach your children or teach yourself how toilet paper is made, you think this is going to show up on anybody else's website today? Who else in America would teach you how the toilet paper that you use every day is made? This is an instruction. This is
my kids love the show and love YouTube videos from the How It's Made TV show.
Right. So love there it is. How It's Made, How It's Done. You can check out toilet paper at DougSteffen.com. We're going to meet Gary Rosen in a moment, who does a lot of reporting on paparazzi and also a lot on celebrities. I think he hosts Celebrity 411, doesn't he?
Yep.
Is he the guy that does that? Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So anyway, we meet him in a moment. Our focus on Alec Baldwin here on Good Day.
Oh, I love this song. But you know what? I bet it would sound even sweeter in a Honda-certified used car. You know, if you upgraded. Because each one gets a thorough 150-point inspection and comes with a Carfax vehicle history report. So you'll know where it's been. So you can relax. So you'll be happier. Food will taste better. And music will sound even sweeter. All because you bought a great late-model Honda-certified used car. Good thinking. Where'd you ever get such a magnificent idea? All right, I'm out of here. Drive safely.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle was safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
I would love to hear him speak more about the way he's going to constructively solve the problems we have rather than riding the wave of some kind of anti-Obama sentiment.
There's Alec Baldwin talking about Donald Trump. Alec Baldwin
of opinions.
May be one of the most controversial celebrities. I love his acting. Liked him since he played Jack Ryan. He's done a lot of great television work. He's obviously very good at what he does, but he seems to be a little off balance from time to time. So we've invited Gary Rosen, who's a frequent guest on a lot of the television news channels, a lot of radio programs to his credit as well. He co-hosts Morning Blend on Fox. He does a segment called Host Chat, Celebrity 411. And his focus today is on Alec Baldwin. Gary, welcome to Good Day.
Good to be with you, Doug. How are you?
I am well. I think some people are troubled by Baldwin calling this black photographer a crackhead and a drug dealer, but they are not necessarily put off by his grabbing a paparazzi by the arm and suggesting, "I want you to choke to death." I shouldn't be chuckling about that, but he's, you know, the whole business about him and his daughter. He seems to be somebody that the folks who report on personalities love to jump on. I remember the story from American Airlines. He was thrown off the plane because he wouldn't shut off. He was playing some kind of computer game. So what is that? What do we need to know about Alec Baldwin other than the fact that he's a really pretty good actor?
Well, you know what? I think he's a really great actor. I mean, he's had an amazing success on 30 Rock. He's won so many Emmys for it. That recently wrapped. You know, he should be a happy guy. He just got married to a beautiful woman who's a yoga instructor. And apparently what happened was, you know, this reporter and photographer were nearby where he lives in the East Village. And she went up to him asking him about this lawsuit against his wife, and that's when he allegedly grabbed her arm and said, "I want you to choke to death." Originally, it was reported that he wanted to choke her to death, but it was, "I want you to choke to death." The photographer got involved, who was a former NYPD guy, officer, and he went nuts over this guy. Now, one of the biggest things here is whether he called him a racial slur or not.
Or several racial slurs. Mm-hmm.
Or several. I mean, yes. Did he call him a crackhead? Maybe.
Or something else that begins with this.
Allegedly, those are on tape.
Yeah.
The one big deal, bigger deal, if you want, is that the racial slur, and Baldwin's spokesman saying that's absolutely the most ludicrous thing he's ever heard, and that, you know, Baldwin came out and he said, "I just gave $50,000 to the Arthur Ashe Tennis Association," which doesn't necessarily mean anything. But that's pretty.
Well, sometimes people do that out of guilt.
Right. I mean, anything's possible. But that, you know, if he said that professionally, he's in trouble. I mean, you know, I've said this so many times. If you are a celebrity, if you're a sports star, or you're an actor, you get multiple chances to fail. If you're anybody else, you could be done. You could be toast.
Right. But don't you think, Gary, if you're just joining us, Gary Rosen is here, don't you think that the news media goes after these people as if they were perfect, and we seem to revel in their embarrassment? So who among us is perfect?
And that's why Alec fights back. I mean, there's fine line with Alec between he's fighting back, being harassed by the paparazzi and the press, but then he kind of doesn't know where that line is and steps over it all the time.
Yeah, it's like he has no filters.
Right. You all hit it on the head. I mean, that's the bottom line. Yes, I've been around paparazzi. I know what can happen. They surround you. They surround your family. They get in your face. Some of them are very nice. Some of them, no matter what it will take, will get what they want. And some can let it roll off of them pretty easily. And some, like Alec, just can't. Now, on the other front, you know, you can't blame paparazzi for Alex's tirade at American Airlines. You can't blame paparazzi for Alex's tirade at his daughter at the time.
Yeah, when he called her a pig.
Yeah, which he later apologized for. He's, you know, he's a hot-tempered kind of guy.
I'm looking at something he said to a pedestrian that was walking by.
Right.
Watch. I can't even get close to saying that on the air.
So, now, one thing you have to say about Alec Baldwin, though, is win, lose, or draw, The guy's entertaining. Yeah. I mean, you know, you watch like
all those guys,
Lindsay Lohan, and she's a speeding train heading towards a wall.
But you got to wonder about how it was growing up as a Baldwin brother. I mean, I've known his brother. I took a trip with Stephen to Iraq,
right.
And man, is he a trip! A very interesting guy, and I liked him a lot. But that doesn't mean he's not a trip. I don't know.
He's
I've only
crazy.
Met Alec once with his daughter, as a matter of fact, at a I remember it was a Democratic convention that I was covering someplace a few years ago. But, I mean, again, he has credentials. He does well. Are there other people who are not as visible who are just as good? Yeah, but, I mean, so he's different. What's the crime in that?
So, Gary, how does this affect? I mean, we've seen Alec act up many times, and it seems to not affect his career. How do you think that this has any effect on his career?
I think
telling a woman that he wants her to choke to death.
Well, come on. No, I think the bottom line is if the worst thing that people will jump on is the racial slur.
But how about
let's big Megillah?
Okay,
it's
but let's
Mel Gibson.
Thing,
wait a minute. Hold on a second. Hold on a minute.
Good.
How about then? Why is it okay for the rappers to say what they say about their own kind, if you will, and women, and it's not okay for a white... I mean, that's all they're talking
about.
It's
not okay. In my world, it's not okay, period.
Yeah, I don't think it is either, but but the black rappers get away with it, and the white guy
can't. Hey, man, if it can take down Mel Gibson, it can take down anybody.
Well, that's a whole other show we could do on that one,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Right. Here's the thing. You brought up politics, okay? If this guy... And again, I think Alec's a great actor. If this guy wants to run for politics, you've got to have a little bit thicker skin.
Yeah, right.
What happened.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine that?
I think that career
conference?
Is done. Yeah, that career is over.
Yeah. Hi, Gary. Yep. Interesting conversation. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Gary Rosen, who reports on celebrities. I'm looking at some of the things. I couldn't come even close to saying on the air.
I mean, here's a racial thing that he said that
you
can get away with. When he told the black photographer, you better back up Rodney.
Yeah.
Right. You know.
Right. Rodney isn't king.
Oh,
but I think there's another... The point
is... But he said some other really tough things.
How about the people who are all about attacking women, black men who attack... In these rap songs, women. I just don't see how that's a double standard.
The great thing that I was hoped for when President Obama was elected, the first black president, was that it would ease some of this racial tension we seem to have.
Doesn't
at all.
No, and I think
it doesn't at all.
I think I was about to say something. I just edited, Richie. You proud of me? I just edited what I was
going to say. Let me ask you this. I'm proud of you.
If you look into my brain, you can see what I'm going to say. Yes, Richie.
Do you think we have the same tension with we, as Americans, do you think we have the same tension with every race? Is it every race that we have tensions with, or is it just certain races, Latinos and African-Americans and Asians?
I think there's
Euro.
We're not the melting pot anymore. We're a mosaic of separate groups that want to keep unto themselves, and they don't well match or mesh. I think that that's part of the problem with our country today, and the politicians use those divisions for their own gain, and in doing so, hurt the country badly.
Well, I think it depends on where you live, actually.
Maybe. 20 after the hour on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. America.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Musical references. Last 25 years of the Good Day program has produced some pretty interesting music and emotions that are connected to them or just memories. So let's start with this song. It was number one during this week 5 years ago. Jordan Sparks, who was a winner of American Idol. Was she not?
Yes,
I think she was.
Yeah. Was she the winner or the runner-up?
I don't know, but she was on American Idol.
Yes, she was.
Yeah.
And her
song
dad is Chargers famed quarterback. No.
As a matter of fact, if memory serves me correctly, she went through a couple times. She auditioned once and then didn't make it. Is she one of the ones that did that?
Yep, she won the sixth season.
Yeah, okay.
American Idol.
The song's called Tattoo. Then we go back to this week in 2002.
Yeah.
For a group called Creed, Rocking With My Sacrifice.
Tallahassee, Florida's finest.
Good.
Wow.
Maybe not.
Tom Petty is Tallahassee, Florida's finest, but these guys are close runner-up.
Next, to this week in 1995, we go for Desiree and You Gotta Be. That's a good song.
Oh, that's a great song.
A quick reference to some of the songs, the music of your life on Good Day from the last 25 years in the history of our program. All I know, I know love will save the day. Never mind what your mama said. All right, number one during this weekend, 2004, Richie. Nickelback. Okay. Andrea Metcalf in the next half hour, getting you confident about your workout routine. She's our exercise guru. I was just talking with Richie and Roberta and Gary Rosen about slurs and stuff. You're going to love this. I'm trying to get the video, actually, for this to be the video of the day tomorrow.
Our
video of the day today is how toilet paper is made, if you want to go to that. The United States Department of Agriculture has a compulsory sensitivity training program. And in the USDA program, employees are being instructed to refer to the pilgrims as illegal aliens and minorities as emerging majorities. The video clips made public by Judicial Watch as a request in answer to a Freedom of Information. Now, he's not one of my favorites, but I'll tell you, I'm looking at this. This is beyond the beyond. This is your tax dollars. And by the way, this diversity training started under the tutelage of former Chicago Mayor Richard Daley. There are more problems with race relations in Chicago than any other major city in our country. I mean, they could learn a lot from New York in Chicago. They didn't seem to want to. But at any rate, how do you like that, folks?
That's funny.
I am my family, or I have some of my roots anyway. At least I was told when I grew up in the Plymouth Church that basically the Congregationalists were the modern day Pilgrims, offshoot of the Pilgrims, and so apparently I'm, having grown up around that, I'm an illegal alien.
Oh my goodness!
Connected to illegal.
Throw him out.
Right. This is the most ridiculous piece of garbage I have ever, not ever, but certainly it is a piece of garbage. And this guy's getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars. The trainer is a man, let me see if I can get his name here. His name is Samuel Bestances, a diversity instructor from Souder, Bestances and Associates in Washington. You don't think these guys are connected to some political connection, political reality, Richie?
Follow the money.
Exactly.
Somebody's backing that.
28 after on Good Day.
Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Black chapstick to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Birch to berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy. Right now, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples, which means it's less expensive than ever to get all the banners and posters your small business needs.
Okay, let's double check your order. I have a grand reopening banner, 500 sale flyers, business cards, a few passive-aggressive break room posters, and a less passive 6-foot banner advising people to stay away from your lunch in the fridge.
Sounds about right.
Perfect.
For a limited time, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples. That was easy. No coupon needed. Details in store and at Staples.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Extend your life.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
To join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Oh, you know it was a good day.
After the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer's off today, back tomorrow. She was here for a while this morning. And now we have Roberta and Rich and me and Andrea Metcalf, who is our fitness guru here, helping you become more confident in the way you exercise. Before we get started with Andrea, she always likes to have a little fun, a little laughter. So at 34 after, here's a little laughter, Richie. The story of government researchers, Andrea, found about 200 dead crows in Portland. There was some concern that they may have died from avian flu. A bird pathologist examined the remains of all the crows, and he confirmed the problem was definitely not the flu. That was something that made everybody happy. However, he determined that 98% of the crows had been killed by impact with trucks. Only 2% were killed by cars. An ornithological behaviorist, I'd like to be one of them, get paid extra for just even being able to pronounce it. An ornithological behaviorist was hired to determine the disproportionate percentages for truck kills versus car kills. The behaviorist determined the cause in very short order. Crows are out on the road. You see them all the time. They're eating roadkill.
Right.
They always set up a lookout crow in a nearby tree to warn of impending danger. The conclusion of the behaviorist was that the lookout crow could say, caw, caw, but it couldn't say truck.
Truck.
Okay.
All right. Hey, the little birdie goes tweet. President's Day yesterday.
What happened on President's Day yesterday?
One of the most exotic pets in the White House was a parrot. In fact, it was Andrew Jackson's parrot, and he taught it to swear. The bird swore so much that at his funeral, the bird had to be removed for foul language.
I'd love to have that bird.
True story. Of course it was. Foul language. That's not, I don't know, is mine, yours was cute, mine was funny.
Mine was true.
Nothing's funnier than a true cussing bird.
I suppose that's true, right? Unless it's Alec Baldwin cussing.
You're right.
Which is maybe even better. All right, so Andrea.
Give me the bird.
Andrea has a great website. She has actually a couple of, I prefer to go to nakedfitness.com because that's just the kind of guy I am. But you can go to andreametcalf.com, get a lot of the connections that are here. How do you convince the people that you work with that what they're doing is right? How do you make somebody who, I suppose some of the people you work with don't need the help, they are maintenance sorts, and that is they're in good shape and they want to stay that way. Other people that come to you, you have that television show where you're getting encouraging people to lose weight. How do you make them confident in the outcome? What do you have to do? Because people, it really does seem strange that someone who's overweight and sometimes really overweight could be concerned about their confidence, but it's got to be an exercise person like you has to be sort of a psychologist, an exercise psychologist as well. Yes.
Well, absolutely. This is definitely a mind-body connection when you talk with people on weight loss, and it's very personal, whether it's 5 pounds or 10 pounds, like Rich and I, or it's 100 pounds. It's something that you have to visualize, and you have to write down your goals, and you have to recognize that goals come in small pieces. You know, in a month, you could say it's 3 to 5% of your total body weight would be a realistic goal. But it still comes down to a lot of talking and positive reinforcement and getting rid of the ants, which are those another negative thoughts that pops into your brain, the I can't, the I'm not able. Those kind of things. So you're absolutely right. And
they're called ants. What are you, say that again about ants?
Yeah, a negative thought, an ant.
A negative thought is an ant. Wow.
Out the ants.
Uh-huh.
I had to think what wasp means.
So, yeah, Andrea, I was listening to a story this morning about the contestants that come off of The Biggest Loser. A very inspiring show. A lot of people watch it. They get inspired by it, and they lose weight because they can see, if they can do this, I can too. But apparently, and this story was about reality shows in general and just how after the fact, whether it's a home makeover and then the people can't pay the taxes on their new home that's worth much more money than it was before. Or the Bachelorette, and none of them get married or stay married or stay together. But the other one was that the Biggest Loser contestants gain much of the weight back, if not all of it, because you get thrown back into your regular life. You don't have a trainer and a chef at 24/7. How do you confront that? You know, you work with people, and then at some point you have to let them go.
Right. Well, I think my most happy success story that was a transformation was when I moved in with Mike Burton in Cincinnati for 3 months, taught him how to cook, taught him how to exercise every day, and then left him on his own. He continued to lose weight, another 50 pounds. Now, caveat, he did gain 40 of that 150 back, but he's been stable there. And I think because he had someone who was living with him, helping him reinforce those habits, is what made it real for him. But not everybody has the ability to have someone come and live with them. So the really thing you have to key in on is making it a small part of every day, a small consciousness part, even if it's just 10 minutes of thinking about it, writing down a goal, writing down what you're going to eat for the day, because it's a lot of food, more than
all right. So is it what to eat or when to eat it, or both?
Well, you got the nail on the head. It is both.
I have a tendency to do that, Andrea. Thank you for recognizing that.
You're so good to me. Lay it right up there. It's when you eat and what you eat. And believe it or not, some of those rules of not eating after 7 p.m. and always eating breakfast, they really hold true. Mm-hmm. No matter who you are, no matter what job you have, even if you're the person who's got the night shift, you still have to eat breakfast based on your time clock of when you're getting up and going to bed.
All right. So, Richie, you go ahead.
Well, when you say breakfast, you mean traditional breakfast, even if you're eating it at midnight?
Correct. Okay. Correct. A meal that's within 30 minutes to an hour of waking up after at least a 4 to 6 hour sleep cycle. And then what the study was in the blog, It Matters What You Eat, is that people who ate at 5 o'clock and 5:30, not just the, I don't know if they still even have the senior hour that used to get discounted meals.
Yeah, they do. Right.
Do they?
Early bird specials.
Sure. It doesn't seem like they discount much anymore.
Yeah.
But that makes a big difference because you've got time for your body to digest it, and then while you're actually sleeping, your body's going to repair and break down fat. So you have a better tendency to lose weight if you eat at 5:30 if you're going to bed at 10 o'clock than you do if you eat at 7:30 and you're going to bed at 10 o'clock. So keep that in mind, that you want to try and keep those meals 3 to 5 hours. I mean, we've all heard this. And whether you're a five-meal person, three meals and two snacks, or you're just a three-meal person that you eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, make sure you're eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Don't skip meals to lose weight.
Yeah. I'm a two-meal and two-snack person. Normally, during the course of the program, for 6 hours, I'll have fruit and yogurt, and then I'll work for a while. Then I'll have sort of a traditional breakfast, and then I'll have some kind of a snack in the mid to late afternoon, and then eat later in the day.
But you eat late at night.
I don't eat well at night. You're right. My day is over. I eat and I go to bed.
No. I will tell you, Andrea, whenever I do well losing weight, it's when I eat 5 or 6 meals a day. You know, every 2 or 3 hours, eat something small.
Yep.
As opposed to when I just go, okay, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I mean, what's really interesting, and I ran a weight loss clinic for years, and the first lesson was you're going to eat at least 9 servings of fruits or vegetables with a protein, and after that, eat whatever else you want.
Yeah.
And after the first food, they go to me, that's a lot of food.
I will tell you that I, if I eat a good protein and a vegetable for dinner after doing a good job, you know, staying away from carbs and all that stuff all day long, it fuels my body, and the next morning I see more of a difference on the scale than if I were to starve myself. Starving yourself does not do you any good because your body does not have the fuel.
You start eating your body. Your body is starting to eat itself if you don't eat.
But it's eating the muscle.
That's what I'm saying.
Fat.
Right.
You need to fuel your body.
So whose phone is that?
That's me.
Nice, Roberta.
See who it is.
So, Andrea, you have such a wide array of videos on your various websites, AndreaMetcalf.com, NakedFitness.com. I am an admitted arm man. I think that women's arms are the sexiest part of them and in many ways. And so you have a segment on what you call alphabet arms. Do you want to drive women to your website and tell them how this alphabet arms video works?
Yeah, well, the good arms are as easy as your ABCs, but just start with the letter T. And a T takes your arms out to the side.
Yeah.
A U takes them overhead. A V takes them from your belly wide. A W drops that elbow down. And those four exercises, T, U, V, W, if you just did 8 reps with a light weight or a can of soup, you will be amazed at they're challenging, but B, they're so effective.
Really?
And you'll really see the delts cut. And, you know, I think for women, if you just have that, it's not so much about a tricep like for the guys. For women, it's having that kind of ridge shape the shoulder and then come down to the elbow.
All right. Bias. I think that the triceps are accentuated, are very sexy. I think there's something about muscle in general that's extraordinarily sexy, and there are lots of different ways of dealing with it or working it, and I think that you have marvelous instruction. So for women who are interested, and these exercises men can do, too. It's not like just for women, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what else I like for men and women are plank movements because they work the shoulders and the abs together.
Yeah.
And whether you're rotating side to side, you know, taking one hand off the ground and reaching towards the ceiling or coming back into the plank. And again, the key is get a good schedule for your food and then do something every day that's active, even if it's only 10 minutes. It is so effective instead of going to the gym an hour or 2 hours twice a week.
Mm-hmm. Do something for 10 minutes every day that's dedicated to lowering your stress, increasing your muscle mass, getting your blood flowing, and you will be a happier person. I challenge anyone to try it for 2 weeks, and then let us know about it, and we'll send you a free workout video. There's my pledge, Doug.
All right. And then there's a post on this blog, how old is Andrea Metcalf? Who had the gall to ask that? That's the big idea.
29.
All right.
Again.
You're only as old as you feel. Age is such a BS number. You know how I get off on this.
I know.
Oh, my God.
And you know what, Doug? You could say that because you look fantastic, and people wouldn't know your age either.
I'm still, thank you.
I know he's not 29.
Speechless for a moment.
I'll leave it at thank you, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Andrea. Andrea
all
Metcalf,
right,
our fitness guru, lots of great stuff. There's a place on the web that has a complete overview of all these things. She talks about eating. She's been at this for a long time. She's very credible, and, I mean, you take a look at all of the stuff. I wish I had a web that had so much video on it, Reggie, that was as instructive as hers. AndreaMetcalf.com. It's time for us to reflect a little bit. The things that you take for granted often, your life, the things you're entitled to, some of the things that we're all entitled to. It's a thing called freedom, F-R-E-E-D-O-M, freedom, but doesn't come free. And that couldn't be more true for soldiers that are returning home from Afghanistan at the moment. So if you are, as I am, supportive of veterans and you're annoyed to the nth degree at the way the government screws around with them, it's sad, but the formation of the Purple Heart Service Foundation has come about as a result of getting veterans things they need and deserve that the government is not doing for them. So that's how the Purple Heart Service Foundation came into being. They're dedicated to seeing that all of you who are veterans get the support you need. And they need to continue to be able to do this work. And in order to do that, they need to get donations. That's how it works. The Purple Heart Service Foundation number is 877-743-1631. You can use a credit card. You can send cash. You can send unwanted, unneeded vehicles. Anything that you've got around that they can sell, they will. And you get a complete tax deduction. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your help. So don't think about it. Take some action now by calling Purple Heart at 877-743-1631.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would you?
There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yeah.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's opening the shop before dawn.
It's going the extra mile for my patients.
And it's finishing well into the night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get those deductions specific to you, from a nurse's scrubs to a mechanic's tools, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. It was this angel. angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
It's Doug's Good Day at 51 after.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
On movie music as we get into movie moments. Chuck Curry, our movie man, will have the movie news for us. This is Seal from the movie Batman Forever. Seal is having his 50th birthday today. This was the movie that was number one during this week in 1995. A song called A Kiss from a Rose.
Why does this not feel like a Batman song?
I don't know this Batman. I don't know much about the Batman franchise, frankly, Chucker. Was this a good... Who is the Batman in this movie?
Val Kilmer.
Oh, he was good, yeah.
Yeah. So why did he stay in that?
The movie was entertaining, but this is where Joel Schumacher took over the franchise from Tim Burton, and some slight silliness started to creep in, but then he really jumped the shark with the next installment, which was Batman and Robin, which George Clooney was Batman, and basically made for 5-year-old children. And
that why didn't Kilmer stay with the franchise? He'd have been good at the...
Because he had a horrible, horrible working relationship, which is well-documented, with the director, Joel Schumacher. I believe they even threw punches at each other.
He's hard to work with anyway. Now I remember somebody telling me the new...
Yeah, where is Val Kilmer nowadays?
Not doing much.
Oh, wow. Looking at some new pictures of him. He's not looking
heavy.
Either, yeah.
Yeah, he's a little heavy.
With the long beard.
Okay, so we have Seal in that movie in our belt. Now let's get to our contest today. There's one star in this that I like and another one that I don't like. It's sort of atypical for the one star and very typical for the other. And maybe that'll help you out a little bit in deciding what the name of the movie is. You dial 888-302-3684 when you figure out what this movie is.
Yeah, I called her up. She gave me a bunch of crap about me not listening to her enough or something. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention.
All right.
Ooh, I
didn't Network
this,
will help you if that's a help at all. 888-302 Doug. If you haven't won a movie most for, won a swell prize, you'll get it if you identify this movie.
We had the most incredibly romantic time. I thought we were going to be together forever. And then about a week later, right out of the blue, she sends me a John Deere letter.
So that man is celebrating his birthday today. He's not as connected to the movie, I think, in most people's minds as the other star. Here's the last clip. Let's see if the other voice is in it.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this and totally redeem yourself.
All right.
God, I know
that
this.
Gave it away. Right, Chucker, you got it?
I know that dialogue. The movie's just not materializing.
Yeah, me too.
The word in the last phrase there should have given it away. Roberta doesn't have it, so I'm not even going to ask her. All right, so let's see if you can beat Chuck, Rich, and Roberta. 888-302-3684 for the prize. If you know what the name of that movie is, Chucker has movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Hello. Eyes on the road, I'll talk, you drive. Just wanted to pop in to remind you that every Honda-certified used car comes with an outstanding limited warranty. And you know what they say about outstanding limited warranties. They're outstanding. Anyway, just letting you know in case you were thinking about upgrading. And if you're not thinking about it, you should be. Honda-certified used cars are awesome. And you do like awesome, don't you? Of course you do. Because you're awesome. All right, I'm out of here. Oh, and see your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
Right now, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples, which means it's less expensive than ever to get all the banners and posters your small business needs.
Okay, let's double check your order. I have a grand reopening banner, 500 sale flyers, business cards, a few passive-aggressive break room posters, and a less passive 6-foot banner advising people to stay away from your lunch in the fridge.
Sounds about right.
Perfect.
For a limited time, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples. That was easy. No coupon needed. Details in store and at staples.com/copy and print.
Hi, Chucker. So what do you have for us news-wise?
Good news for James Bond fans, Doug. Skyfall director Sam Mendes reportedly close to signing on to helm the next installment in the 007 franchise. Too bad 20th Century Fox couldn't call Mendes up and get him to direct Die Hard 6 and take the bad taste out of my mouth that was Die Hard 5.
What's the story with...
I didn't
pan it. I just thought it was what you'd expect. It wasn't good. It just wasn't bad. It was. It just was. It's a diehard movie, Chucker. Get over it yourself.
I haven't slept. I understand.
Yeah, I know it's bad. Yeah. Go ahead.
One other bit of news: director David Fincher's remake of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea moving forward over at Disney. He reportedly wants Brad Pitt to star. While Fincher is well known and well respected in the industry, he's not exactly Disney material. He's the director of Fight Club 7 and The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. This movie will have a budget of well over $200 million.
Wow, man, they're going up, aren't they, huh? All right, here's Jesse in Anchorage. What's the name of the movie, Jesse?
Dumb and Dumb.
Jeff Daniels is 58 today. That's why it was in the focus. You get the prize, sir. Thank you very much. Chucker, talk to you tomorrow here on Good Day.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.